Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bud. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Ooh, it's not so slow, but definitely sexy. All right, let me get into this first track. It's called Scrunch on Lipsters. I can't even say it. It's Destiny Mariah. Not all slow, but definitely sexy. Wet, wet Wednesday. I got my co-host with me. We're going to open the line right after this. Yeah. Warm it up, music. That's what it do. So, all right, let me go over here and say what's up to my co-host for the night. You dig? We got Jazzy B, My Music Club, Tennessee. What's good, Jazzy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happening?
What, What's going on? What's going on? You about ready for a monstrous night here on Wet Wet Wednesday?
Of course I am. It's Wet Wet Wednesday.
Everybody's got to get in the mood for that. So, all right, let me go over here and check with the lady herself. Y'all know how we do it. She got to have that special introduction because she's so damn electrifying. You know who it is. Miss Electrifying Kim herself. Look out, y'all. Jungle Love. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's good, Miss Kim? We all want to get to know y'all.
What's up? What's up? It's literally Wet Wet Wednesday because it's raining like a motherfucker up here. So, yeah, it's Wet Wet Wednesday. All right, this piece.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, you know, some people, they always want it to be sunny outside, but it's got to rain every now and then. I mean, to me, maybe I'm so old school, maybe I'm just barbaric, but the rain is sexy to me. You know what I mean?
Bruh, get you some garnish incense, them number eights. Open up that young window, crack that young window, and put that fan up in that window and have that boing. And have all type of cool breezes blowing on your ears.
Don't let it be like heavy rain in a thunderstorm. Ooh.
Bruh.
Ooh. That candle flickering. And that pow. Look, let's stop. Let's go ahead, Jazzy. Let's go ahead and Kim, let's go ahead and get into our topic tonight because we're about to go down a whole nother road. Get it? You know how we do it around here, people. It is interactive radio. You can hit us up, 424-243-9649. You can listen live, or you can listen on your computer, but you got to press 1 when you call in to actually join the conversation. So, so what I'm talking about tonight is love, and it's a hell of a drug. I'm just saying, man, love will make you do some crazy-ass things. Do some stuff you normally would not do for the sake of love. You know what I mean?
Can I get an amen? Amen.
And put you through some things that you'd be like, oh my goodness. And, you know, you'll go through it just trying not to let go, trying to hold on to something that just, it ended up being nothing at the end, but it just, you know what I mean? So that's what we're talking about tonight. I talked with some people online. They said they're going to call in tonight. They got some things to talk about, some things they don't went through for somebody that they love that they had to look back at themselves and be like, oh, my God, I must have been crazy. Oh, my God, did I do that? Yeah, you did that, Norbit. So I guess, you know, the first thing we have to discuss is, what is love? You know what I mean? What is love? I'll go ahead and throw mine out there. And then I'll let you ladies go ahead and say yours. To me, well, the first question is basically, what's the difference? Or I have to put out the definition to me, what it is to me. What's the difference between love and lust? You know what I mean? I mean, lust to me is like when you're with somebody, but you still go out and treat with other people, but you don't want nobody to mess with that one you got at the crib. That's not love. Somebody do you like that, they don't love you. Not to me. I couldn't be wrong. That's lust. That's lust. Love.
That's
real
hoeing.
Love.
That love is hoeing. She said it.
love, you'll never, ever step out on that other person. Now, for one reason, just one, you wouldn't want to hurt that other person by going out and knowing what it would do to that other person. And number two, you don't want to do it anyway because you're in love with somebody else. You dig?
That's love. Here's the thing you have to look at, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to have love. So, you also have to look at that. Everybody wasn't taught how to love.
Okay.
True that.
Okay.
True that. Like, please tell me which one you mean. Like, is it like a discussion? Like, you know, like mom, dad didn't sit down and look, this is what love is really. You know, this is da-da-da, and gave their point of view. Or, you know, like, do you mean like growing up in a home where you may not see a loving parental couple? Because that's where a lot of people catch it from as well. You know what I mean?
All of the above. looking and seeing. If you don't see love, how you gonna know how to show love? If you're not taught how to bring forth love, how are you supposed to do that?
Okay, you know what? For to like piggyback on something that she's saying, on what Jazzy B is saying, is that okay? True indeed, a person may not have been taught how to love, but if that individual has had a child, when you see that child, instantly love all day. You will break your back for that child. Now, if it's for an adult, yes, a whole bunch of them out there that's lost. So can y'all light a match down a yellow brick road for these motherfuckers? Oh, I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to have to do something. We're going to have to do something.
I mean,
even if you light a match and lead them, they ain't guaranteed to follow.
No, they're not. And that's very true. You get the ones like, you know what? I love you. Case in point, somebody, a female got took by this line here. I love you. I love you so much. I can't even put it into words. And this person has like kids, more than three. So it's like, how can you be that damn dumb to fall for that? That's like players 101. You don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. You don't do that. Yes, I mean, it's like, okay, if you done been around the block a few times, you know if somebody truly and seriously loves you, genuinely, you will know it. It's not because they'll tell you it. It's not because they'll constantly go out and keep buying you stuff. They're going to show you. You know, it always don't have to be monetary. That person could give you everything that they have within them. That's their way of showing you that they love you. Blacking your eyes, busting your lips. Girl, he going to take me to Hawaii to watch the sunset with my eye held up. That's not love. That's cheating and beating.
That's domination. That's domination.
But, I mean, you know, and then for like lust, it's like, you know, you see somebody like, damn. For females, it's like, damn, look at the ass on that there. Or for, you know, for men, I'm like, damn, you see that print over there on them sweatpants that's walking by? That's lust all day. You know, I'm done.
You're right. That's lust.
And you know what? It's funny as it sounds, I ain't got no statistics in front of me, but y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll wait for it. That's how most relationships start nowadays. Oh, you got a fat ass.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you got a nice car. Oh, you got some muscle.
Hold on, Sugar Pie. Don't forget about the internet. Internet highway, there they are, getting these EYs because a dude done posted his strong on there and he done blew the picture up, or she done set up there and photoshopped her ass to be bigger than Kim Kardashian's and all that. And the next thing you know, you get with the person and it's one of them, I'm going to get you suckers. She get the popping off pieces and hair and okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I can tell you right now, I know somebody like that right now. Right now, she be walking around. She got a little thing on, can't damn near breathe. Trying to make her little waist go in. Trying to make her little hips and booty pop out. You know what I mean? Now, I feel sorry for the dude that get her to the crib. I swear, I know she gonna keep her ass off. Because once she unfasten all that shit, boop, that gut's gonna drop out. Pow. You
know,
the whole so
fucking room gonna get that.
You did. I'm just saying, she's gonna take the motherfucking padded booty off, and her shit look like a diaper. It is what it is.
And then
it
the motherfucker's gonna be like,
"Don't make me
hop after you, cause we live in this motherfucker tonight."
Right. But anyways, we're gonna get back to what we're talking about. So you know, we're gonna talk about some things that people may have done. You know what I mean? I guess walk through what we call the flame of love. That's what we're gonna call it tonight. The flame of love. Okay.
I'm going to play a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it some more. This guy right here, his people have promoted it. Now, technically, I don't play no hip-hop on nights like tonight. But, hey, I'm trying to do something a little different, boost our ratings. Y'all let me know. Should we just stick to the R&B? Should, you know what I mean, we pop out a little bit? Y'all let us know right here, monstersradio@gmail.com. But, all right, check it out. This guy, he goes by the name of, hold on, let me find him here. I know he's Richie somebody. Let's see. Come on, Pete. Richie Evans, right, featuring Jake and Papa. It's called Come and Talk to Me. It's kind of got that old Jodeci feel to it, so that's why I kind of like it. So, all right, let us know how you feel about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the things we may have been through or seen somebody else go through for the flame of love. Monsters Radio, Wet Wednesday.
We live, y'all. We live.
Rich, Jake and Papa. Bed, get it on the counter, heard what I said. Yeah. Come and vibe with your nigga, baby, my name's Rich. Just a brief introduction, who you fucking with. I'm cooler than a fan and sly as a fox. Have a couple shots of Abel Sirac and get personal, HD virtual. When it comes to the sex, I'm surgical. Where you from, where you work, if you go to school. If you got a solid hustle, if you wanna move. I'm trying to build. Chef Amir, my cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42, and open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah. When we in the shower, when we in the bed, get it on the counter, heard what I said. Airbnb, show her something different. 50,000 feet in the air and she lifted. Loving her energy, sexual chemistry. Moving from her chest to her breast like a centipede. Trying to make amends. So when I drop this dick, she know I'm more than a friend. I'm trying to build, chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42. And open your body and let a nigga through. Come and talk to me, yeah. In the shower, when we in the bed, get it on the counter, heard what I said. Say yeah, God, talk to me, hey, have my tongue flipping in the right place. How many licks do it take before you say yeah? Yeah, you know it's nothing to vibe. We can hit the Ritz Carlton, word applies. Introduce you to the team. Put you on the lingo, about a dollar in a dream. Baby, we got time. Talk about these power moves. Combine minds, combine dimes, combine grinds. As long as you know, lady, that ass mine. I'm trying to build, chef a meal. My cuddle buddy, Netflix and chill. Vibe with your nigga off this 42. And open your body and let a nigga through.
Yeah, Monsters Radio Live. Wet Wednesday. Tim, we live, y'all.
We live.
Remember, hit us up if you're online or, you know, whatever, whatnot. You want to listen on the go, 424-243-9619. You just got to press 1 to talk. We got a couple people over here. You are definitely appreciated, whether or not you jump in the conversation. It's really up to you. But, hey, we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. So, so what was we going to talk about? Some things.
What we all have may have done for the flame of love, for that thing called the flame of love.
Okay.
I stopped smoking weed, like a whole, yeah, whatever, but I remember now.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So I, you know, I mean, y'all want me to go first, or should I let y'all go first? You know what I mean? I usually jump out there right away, but, you know, I can let one of y'all go first when y'all want to go. Okay. Fine then. Well, let's see. Some things that I have seen people do for and go through the flame of love. Here's one. That was this chick, right? Now, I have quite a few, like, female friends where we're just cool as hell, right? I'm talking about just cool. No funny shit, just cool. We just talk about shit. You know, she'll ask me things about men. What does this guy really think about me? This guy really into me? Tell me, like, what he's doing, and I'll give my opinion. Like, he might not really like you like you think he do, or no, he really likes you. You're just playing yourself. You dig? Well, like, okay, she was like, basically what it was, what it came down to, she found out her man was cheating, right? He's supposed to be going to work. He wasn't going to work. He was going somewhere else. So I'm shortening up the story again. She comes home one day, gets in the truck, and she sees some medication for some gonorrhea. Yeah, burning medicine. So,
I almost choked on my fucking coffee. What the hell?
So she confronts dude. Dude is like, nah, that's my boy shit, blah, 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 blah. All right? So now, in the meantime, in between time, she says she started feeling funny. So, now, she goes to the motherfucking doctor, and doctor's like, no, you need your own fucking bottle of the motherfucking pill.
Oh.
Get it? So, in the long run, she's like, so does that mean that the whole time he was trying to clear it up, he didn't tell her, he already gave it to her, and he's basically reinfecting himself, and, you know, they're doing all kinds of shit, head and tail and all this other shit, and yeah, you're all infected up, mommy. It is what it is.
Mm.
But she's still, to this day, sending this smoke. It is what it is. But I'm just saying, that's some shit I think.
Well, she's still what to this day?
In the flame of love.
She's still with you? Is that what you was going to say? She's still with him right now?
Right.
They still together?
Hey, I'm not going to say much. That's all. Hey,
yes.
I'm not going to deny it. That's all I'm going to say. Hey.
Okay, so see, I'm so glad Miss Jazzy B is on the phone, because at first I thought that it was just me that I missed something in there. Monster, you got me itching now.
First of all, motherfucker, you're not going to burn me and be able to tell somebody about it, my nigga. Fuck out of here. I'm not with that. I'm for real. Listen, I swear to God, you'll see my head spin all the way a motherfucking round when it comes to that disease shit. I do not play about that shit. Who can fucking stay with you, nigga? You out here dick burning? No, nigga, this is a precious jewel right here. First of all, this is a precious jewel right here. This motherfucker ain't never been burnt. And for a nigga to burn me, where do you know how many all types of minds I'm finna lose? And you still with you?
Okay, but wait. Yes, because that's what I was like. Fuck all that. Losing my... That motherfucker must got some shit that he needs to patent. He need to go have that bottle, patent, and put on the fucking shelf. Whatever he got, that golden... he got the tip in my 2G's voice. He got the tip, Kevin. It's burning a little bit, but he got it, you know.
Listen, I done had some fire dick in my life. Let me clear this. I done had some fire dick in my life. And not ever have I ever had no dick fire enough to make me stay with a nigga after he done burnt and set my shit on fire. Do you hear me?
You burned down the house. You could not come home. Yeah. You know,
I'm gonna go ahead and put the disclaimer on out there for myself, because bitch, I'm burning, motherfucker, you burnt up. How about it? They got some lighter fluid. They got the charcoal briquettes that you don't even need no fucking lighter fluid for. You just make a burning bed, make a circle around that motherfucker. What kind? Are you cereal? And then to want to stay with them, that motherfucker must got the tip and Scrooge McDuck motherfucking type of money. Really? They got churn?
See,
I don't care.
Maybe y'all might
want to
go first.
What'd you
say,
Mike? Right. I was like, yeah, that's what I was like. Y'all might want to go first before I throw mine out there. You know, I got all kinds of them, but, you know, that was basically, you know, one of, you know, somebody I seen that I knew, you know, that was going through some stuff, and I'd be like, wow, you must really, really be into that dude. Because for somebody to do you like that, knowing they got some shit, they got the pills for it, but let you just ride around with it, let you go down on them and all that kind of shit, really? Really? You could trust a motherfucker like that? Really? Wow. I mean, it is what it is, but hey, I couldn't do it.
I got trust issues as it is.
I'm trying to tell you.
No. I barely trust me.
Look, it depends. I'm trying to tell you, it depends on what type of day I'm fucking having, whether I'm going to trust myself or not. But to be riding around with Sifagana clap is not part of it.
Hell no.
You know, yeah. You sitting up in there itching and burning the kernel. No, you can't sit right because that shit is fucking with you. Then you never know. You might have a little bit of yeast up in there. So you really got some shit going on. No. Not to say that men don't have their issues, but us women, we got plumbing that's going wrong. You get to fucking with that plumbing the wrong way, your ass ain't going to be able to walk. You on your tippy toes and that motherfucking shit hurt. Straight up. No. And then they had some fucking Sifagana clap. Bitch, bye. Pause, freeze, and fucking break.
Bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia.
Look, bye. Bye. You could be the boy, Felicia. Bye, motherfucker. Bye. It ain't nothing else to talk about. Just throw my hand up.
Okay.
So, Miss Jazzy B, you might not know, but I got a 23-year-old son. Yes, I do. Love of my life. I beat a bitch to death about mine. Anyhow, so before I got this 23-year-old in here, I was with his father.
I heard that. Father.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's because I have a serious dislike for this person. So, you know, I used to do, you know, fresh, just turned 18, like 2 weeks before I met this motherfucker with the potent spirit. Anyhow, so, you know, I should have knew something was going on with this individual because he told me his name was one thing when it's not that, it was something else. And then, you know, I have our son. I had a cesarean. Now, they tell you, you ain't supposed to vacuum no floors, go up no stairs, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, whatever. So we're going to speed on. My baby was 2 weeks old, and I wasn't quite putting it all together because that was the father, that he is the father of my child. So I had them fucking blinders on worse than horses. I had straight fucking blinders on. I wasn't peeping shit. Phone would ring. And he telling these bald head, horse mouth bitches, oh, that's my sister. I'm not picking up on the shit. So, you know, 2 weeks after I had my son, I know that he had a friend come, you know, to see me and the baby, or so I thought, till it came down time for him to walk this horse mouth bitch up out the motherfucking building. Well, it don't take that long because it's, you know, straight shot down the motherfucking stairs, bitch, bye, out the door. There it is. This motherfucker down there for longer than what he should have been. So he come upstairs. I'm 18. You know, I ain't really know nothing about no relationships, but I was smart enough to know. Look at this motherfucker, the bottom of this motherfucker shirt. He had the teeth mark because he had the T-shirt in his mouth holding his motherfucking T-shirt up so he don't get no fucking coochie juice on it. I'm like, what type of motherfucker is you, bitch? I damn near died having your motherfucking baby and you down there fucking this horse mouth, bitch. I hope that bitch can help you with every motherfucking thing else that you got going on up in this motherfucker. You got me all kinds of fucked up. You know, long story short, I stayed with this idiot for about 6 years on and off, and I will tell him to this day, to his motherfucking face, the best thing that I ever got from you is my son. Bitch. That, straight up, is my son. My son looks just like that motherfucker, but I told his dad, dude, if I could murder you, if I could run you over one of them fucking flat pavement rollers and get away with it, I'd do it. I run over you about 4 or 5 fucking times. For me and him and everybody else, you done fucking pissed off up in here. A yellow bastard. My bad, monster. Don't take no offense to the yellow. My bad. Motherfucker. Then he got mad because I told him that his punk ass went out in the motherfucking 80s when curls did. Ooh, what I told him that for. Bitch.
So you went.
Stop coughing, monster. Put that shit down.
Good luck with that.
I know. I tried.
So you basically went through the fire of, you know what I mean, basically. You know what I mean? Keeping letting somebody, you know, do things that you basically don't approve. You know what I mean? That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
You know,
basically that would have cheated.
Because I was pregnant by this man. You know, I carried our child. He took care of me. True indeed, he took care of me like no other motherfucker could. And I made sure he did that, but yet and still, it was the shit that he put me through in the midst of him taking care of me, wanting to cheat, wanting to be, and then had the nerve, Lord, Jazzy B, hold on for this one. Had the nerve to be, one time I went over there, and it was a girl that I knew, went to school with this motherfucker. I had my baby in the stroller. I called this girl's name. She going to look at me. She going to say, this your baby daddy? Bitch, look at the baby. You tell me, is that my baby daddy? She hurried up and ran and got in her fucking car, and I ain't seen that motherfucker since. So, I went through it because I thought that I was in love with this man. I let this man put me through everything under the fucking sun. But when I got tired, I upped that thing on him and his motherfucking 6-foot Hungarian ass bitch made baby mama. Yes, I did. She talking about something. Go get that. Take that from her. Fuck you, bitch. You come and do it. Guaranteed he ain't going to do nothing. You know, you playing with people's hearts and shit. You know, you get to playing with people's hearts and shit. And it ain't no telling what you've been to push somebody to. I never would have thought that I would lose it like that. To the point to where I'm standing in an all-black fucking room with a 380 cocked at this motherfucker, and he's so fucking scared, he did not move. And that's on my dead grandmother. I'm not playing. You don't play with people like that. You know, if you don't want to be with somebody, okay, then let them know what it is out the gate. Don't let them get their fucking feelings caught up in you, because next thing you know, you might have to go put some money on their fucking book some damn where.
Right. Hey, love's a hell of a drug. Hey, real spit.
It
like,
is.
Even like in today, you dig, like, okay, let's put it like this. Here's something somebody had said to me just the other day, and they kind of got upset with me, but hey, it is what it is. Like, they were talking about how people are getting their side pieces. What is it today? How is it you start getting your, today, why is it, it's the trending thing to get your side piece pregnant. You dig? And I started laughing, and they was like, well, you kind of into it, like, you kind of know that scenario, right? And I was like, nah, it's news to me, because I don't hang out in those circles where people do silly shit like that, or even run around with the side pieces. You dig? That's your circle, not mine.
Right. Right.
You dig? But like you said, with love, oh my goodness, like, these side pieces don't be knowing. You gonna fuck around messing with somebody's husband or wife, and they gonna scrape the shit out of you. For real, over love. Motherfuckers become suicidal over love. They'll kill all three of y'all.
Yes, they will.
In a heartbeat, over love.
Yes.
Love's a hell of a damn drug. I'm telling y'all people.
It is.
Y'all think we just over here just talking. No, there's a message in, and I hope y'all pick it up, but love is a hell of a drug. I think Jazzy was about to say something. My bad, Jazzy.
I was saying, yes, love is a hell of a drug. That's what I was saying.
And but she was hitting on about the getting her side pieces pregnant.
Yeah, when you were saying about the side pieces, I was saying that shit, it's trendy to have a side piece. My nigga's not finna have no motherfucking side piece. Bitch, I'm the side piece, the middle piece, the round piece. Motherfucker, I'm all of that. I'm not going for none of that side piece shit. You want a side piece? All right, go on that well.
Okay, so let me play the devil's advocate right quick, Jazzy B. You know, because I have been told that I have the mentality of a male sometimes. So
I get told it all the time.
You have your boot thing. You got your dude. You know, y'all rolling. What makes you so for sure that he don't have nobody lurking around, and they know not to pop the fuck up unless he pops up, because they know he got a crazy motherfucker that he's actually gonna have to go answer to? Are you for sure that yours would not? Or
am I for sure?
Yeah.
Am I for sure? I'm for sure about the nigga I fuck with.
Okay.
I don't know about these other niggas, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, baby, let me tell you something. Me and my mom, we don't get along for shit, but I love her to death. And my mama told us, me and my sister, that a man is a man as long as he can. Not to say that yours is doing it, but you don't ever, ever put nothing past nobody. You don't underestimate nothing.
I don't put nothing past nobody because I done lived a hell of a life and I done seen a whole bunch of shit and I done been around a whole bunch of shit. I know how niggas work. I know how niggas function. I done been around niggas all my life. I was the only girl and 14 boys. So if I want to know anything, all I got to do is call up one of my cousins, call up my brother. They going to tell me what it is from the jump.
Right.
I've been around players. I think, honestly,
that's kind of what gives these people that strength to put up with those type of things. Because I'm going to be honest, a lot of y'all probably going to look at me funny as hell, but every man don't cheat. No, they don't.
That's
every
true,
man
though.
Don't cheat.
No, they don't.
You know what I mean? It's
no,
all
they
about
don't. Every woman don't cheat either.
Sure
right.
Don't. Sure don't. You know what I mean? It's all about getting to know that person. Like we said in the beginning, how did y'all meet? I mean, did y'all just meet talking about, oh, you got a fat ass? Or, oh, you got some muscle? You know, I like how you looked in that wife beater. You know what I mean? Is that what it's about? Or did you actually get to know this person? Because, you know, like, you can get to know a person, and they'll get to running off and not paying attention to what they're doing. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember when I messed with this one dude. Then I start messing with his money investor. Then I start messing with the money investor's here, boy. That red flag. But you wouldn't know that because you didn't take time to get to know them. You did. You got to pay attention, get to know somebody. Listen to what they say to you. Listen to the stories. Now, if they're talking about how slapping on their kids and all this other stuff, and I'll be honest, when I hear people slap on their kids, some of my kids ain't shit. All I hear them say was, I didn't do shit that raised my kid. You know what I mean? But if you hear somebody just slapping on their kids and shit, them is their kids. That's their mama. What the hell they gonna slap on you? Do they know you like that? These people been here for years. Mm-hmm. What's gonna make you any different?
Yeah.
Because today they talking about your inbox, how you doing this morning, baby? You're cute. Did it? But
you know,
hey, check it out. We got some other people over here. No, go ahead, and then we're going to open up the line to 612-458. There's what?
Okay. There's an individual that I know. She's rather young, and she has the eyes for somebody that's 10, 11 years her senior. And it's like, are you stuck on stupid and glued on dumb? Bro. You cannot snap on somebody that's not your dude. You're going to make yourself look stupid. Well, I'm in love with him. How in the fuck are you in love with him? Guaranteed you don't know what his favorite color is. You don't know what food that man don't like. You don't know what foods that man do like. You don't know if his mama tried to slap half the back of his head off when he was 2 because he was fucking around in the toilet. You don't know nothing about this man. So what in the fuck is it that you love about him? His penis size, the fact that, you know, that he got a job. What the fuck is it? Make me understand. So it's like she wanted to tell me, well, I'm listening to you. No, the fuck you're not. And I started getting irritated. I don't know if I started getting irritated with her or with myself, because it was like the more I talk to her, the dumber I fucking feel. So it's like I'm trying to give, give somebody that is younger than me the shit that didn't nobody actually tell me about this fucking love, the flame of love, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the more you fucking talk, the more these motherfuckers want to go running off to them. So I think what I'm going to do from now on, let a motherfucker come ask me about some motherfucking relationship advice. Go, you know, go full force ahead. Jump into that shit with both motherfucking feet. And then let me know how it worked out for you. Okay. Stop laughing at me.
We're going to try to reverse psychology. All right. All right, let's go ahead and check in with the people on the line right quick, see what they want to say and what we're talking about. Have y'all been in a relationship or seen somebody in a relationship, you know what I mean, where love is a hell of a drug, where you just was like, whoa, really? You did all that or I did all that? Mm-hmm. Wow. 612-458, who we got on the line? Hello.
Oh, you know who it is. Hey, Kim.
Hey, Tasha. Hey, girl.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, what's good? What's good, y'all? Y'all know who it is if you're being consistent with the show. This is Miss Unbelievable. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Hey.
So, all right. So
he told you, you know Jazzy B. Jazzy B, that's Miss Unbelievable.
Hi, Miss Jazzy B. Unbelievable. So, I have been listening to you guys, and yes, I did that for about 17 and a half years with my husband, did stuff that, I'd be looking back like, that wasn't love. But anyway.
You say 17 and a half years?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh. Yes, Kim. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just had to get clarification, my bad.
Mm-hmm. You know, I claim to challenge that. 17. I mean, the love might have fell out. Going by my definitions, you know what I mean, of what love is. He may not have loved you in the truest form, but I believe you have to be in love to stay there for 17 years. It may have faded at some point.
You know,
but
the thing about it is, when you,
when
you were young, see, I did it when I was young. And there was no playbook to tell a 19 or 20-year-old, this is how it looks. This is what you do. So you stay in it, and you be like, okay, well, maybe at 20, it won't look like this. And then maybe at 30, maybe it may change at 30, you know, because we're now grown up. But when the pattern still stays the same and there's no growth, there's time to get out. Because you want to say you've tried everything before you get out, especially when you have boys and they're looking at y'all and they're seeing what it looks like and how what theirs should look like. And so if it ain't healthy, I don't care how many years it is, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
amen.
That's what I did.
Right.
I said, got to go. I sent out them divorce papers and I said, Addy, you know, but the love still there? We're good. You know, we're still friends. He's doing his thing. He's married with his, and I'm, you know, divorced for 6 years and found out me, understood. Now I'm just ready for the next chapter of what marriage should look like for me at 40 plus.
Okay, so you're not against getting married again?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Because I can't blame them. Oh, fuck all that.
Nah. It was a journey to me that I went through. You know, and now that I know what it takes, what it looks like, and now that I know me as a woman and what my expectations are and all that, I'm a hell of a fine woman for somebody, you know?
Okay, so then would you say that what you went through, everything that you went through for those 17 and a half years made you actually, like, made you a better woman? Because you was a kid at first, and then you evolved into that grown-ass woman.
That's right, yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I just won't jump into anything. See, I've been divorced for 6 years and I haven't jumped into anything. Because, you know, usually you'd be like, oh, I'm going to jump into this. I'm going to jump into that. No. Because you got to let go. You got to evaluate. You got to grow up. You got to learn. Mm-hmm. And then you got to really figure out what you want. You know, like, what do you want?
Is that what you want? Is that what you want? Is that the kind of man you want? Is that the kind of man you want? And then you got to get past of, oh, he has the same characteristics because I'm going to treat him the same. You got to get past that. You got to understand that man is a different man, and you can't treat him the same way that you might have treated your husband, because he's not your husband. He's your boyfriend, or he's whatever, your significant other. You can't give him titles that he doesn't have or he hasn't earned, especially when you know what that title looks like.
Hello.
Mm.
No, I've never been married, but I do know the motherfucking characteristics of a sucker. And I got my sucker repellent. Oh, Lord.
Mm. Yeah.
Straight.
Oh, fuck that.
What that look like? What that look like? What that look like?
That look like a bunch of get the fuck out my motherfucking face.
See, I had to hear that. I had to hear that, Kim. I had to hear that.
See, now, I think this is unbelievable over here trying to steal my job, because, you know, I was about to wrap it up, like, down that way here in a little bit, but she put it, like, right on point. You know what I mean? Like, here's some things, like, she said a couple of things, like, you don't hear a lot of. You hear how she said after they got divorced, things are cool? They're cool. She got his leave, she got her thing.
Mm-hmm.
What goes, you know what I mean? Usually, nowadays, you hear about a motherfucker that had a motherfucking hit on somebody. Somebody don't got stitches, restraint order, all kinds of things. You know what I mean? But that just goes to show, and that's one thing other people, I don't think they think about when you actually are breaking up with somebody. Other people may be watching. Now, another person might see that as, see, now that's the type of woman that I like, because they have problems, but they walked away, and they walked away civilly. You dig? Where some women or some men may raise hell and cause drama. You know what I mean? Throw your pictures on Facebook and Instagram and all kinds of things. You know what I mean? But that, I think a lot of people need to hear that more. You know what I mean? Because I think that's one thing I liked about my kids' mom, her parents. They were super cool. He had his girlfriend. Her mom had her boyfriend. They had picnics. They had parties. Every Christmas, New Year's, everybody came over and came together, and they kicked it. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would never see that with my aunts and uncles. Hell no. I'm going to call the police. Somebody got to put the pistols away. I mean, damn. You know what I mean?
But so, see, I saw that in my family. My uncles brought their new wives. Then, you know, we got, but one thing, some of them, they didn't get the auntie, you know, role, because the first auntie is the only auntie. But they got the respect from us. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how it rolls. And we were taught to respect, and you got to bring that respect in. And if you're not taught that, then no, you're not going to do it. No, it does, it's foreign to you. So it was brought to me. You know, that's how I was raised. You give respect to you know. And plus, if you don't let it go, that would eat you up. So you got to forgive and move on. Otherwise, you're going to carry his burden on you, and you not even know it. And I ain't the one to carry nobody else's dirty laundry.
Baby.
It's
not going to happen.
Girl, I'm air high-fiving your ass from St. Cloud. Daddy. Me and that boy, Daddy.
Go ahead. I was going to say, bag lady. That's Erykah Badu.
Shut up. Hey. Me and that boy, Daddy. We broke up 100 years ago. Follow me, y'all. 100 years ago. I'm not thinking about this man. I hadn't seen this man since I put him out my fucking car on 35 years ago. I haven't seen him. Hadn't thought about him. None of that. Shut up,
not
Ma. It gets like that. Don't tell me where he's not going to drive.
She said, put a map. She put a map.
Yes, I did. On the fucking freeway. It was hot in the motherfucker outside, too. But the other day, like last week. Yes.
Look, she said I'm 35. At least if it was 94.
35.
I got some close exits. 35 is just
okay. 35, don't. On horrible.
Okay, well,
that ain't no ramp available.
Well.
Okay, not a ramp.
I bet you he'll learn. He learned that day.
Oh, I bet he did.
Okay, so this motherfucker hits up one of my relatives. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on, Kim, right before you go. Stick with us, 502-724. We're going to get to you. I see you over there. Don't worry. We're going to get to you right after Kim get done. Go ahead, Kim. My bad.
Okay, so this motherfucker hits up one of my relatives close to me about a fucking tape, a sex tape, bruh. that was broke over 15 fucking years ago. Do you hear me? I watched this tape get destroyed. This motherfucker's still thinking about some shit 17 years later, and I'm not exaggerating. 17 years later, this motherfucker's still thinking about this fucking tape. I was like, are you serious? And the person was like, yes. They actually hit me up about, I know you got the tape. You was probably a kid when you got it, but I know you got it because somebody told me that you showed it to them. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I said, they just lets me know that I'm on that man's mind. Because he knows that the shit that he did to me from the time I was 18 all the way up until 42, because I'm 42 now. He knows that he was fucking wrong. And like, I text that bastard, don't you at no point in time do you ever have anything to say to me, my family, or my son. Bitch, you're old news to me. Stay the fuck out of all of our lives. You ain't, don't ask nobody shit about me. The last time that motherfucker seen me, he looked like a wolf in sheep's clothing, rubbing his hands, thought he was about to get his hands on these here motherfucking lamb chop thighs of mine. Wrong. Bye, bitch. Okay.
Damn.
I love
that.
Bag
lady. Throw them bags away, mommy. Throw them
bags away. You know what? I cannot. You know what? I'm just going to go and get that picture of you in that white medium, a smidgen ass shirt.
Smitty and shirt, this Smitty shirt.
Yes.
Here we go with that bullshit. They call Jazzy.
Okay.
Jazzy, they try to say, I'm so small, they done made up a whole new size for me called Smidget. That's some bullshit. I'm
no.
I'm going to go over and check with the 502.
It's called Smitty.
See? 502-724. Please be a guy. Help me. Who we got on the line? Hello.
Yeah. You already know who it is, and I'm not about to deal with this whole male bashing shit. Females forget they fuck around and get pregnant, can't they?
Oh,
goddamn baby
goodness.
Daddy.
Okay, one, we got a whole bunch of interference that's going on with your remote, with your who talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant to say was,
yeah, while you trying to talk your shit.
Get they baby daddy out of a motherfucking lineup. With y'all's rabbit ass shit. Not about to deal with male bashing. Females just accept.
Hold up, it's not male bashing. And what's your name, Mel? Who you will?
Well, my name is Brandon.
It's Quentin.
Brandon.
Did you say Quentin?
Yeah.
Did Brandon? Oh, Brandon.
Go back in the video,
Brandon, Kim, Brandon.
My bad.
Brandon.
I'm trying to get it together.
Yep.
Okay, Brandon,
but
it's not male bashing, and I hope that when we come back reincarnated that we come back as men and y'all come back as women, because I'm getting a few of you fuckers pregnant off top.
Well, you
see,
know,
that's fucked up.
Comes back the way it is, because I never have to deal with that shit. Well, I think I've been a good guy.
Oh, yes, you are.
But, you know,
oh.
I mean, shit, you know what I've been through. You know I was a good
Wait,
guy.
Wait, Brandon, are you the I one that has the pet pig?
And you know...
No, Kim, stop it.
What
the fuck?
Look.
He's just rolling.
Okay,
there
wait.
You go. There goes Brandon's head up underneath the bus. Hey, Kim, let him talk.
No, okay, in my defense.
He knew on the phone. Let him say something. Okay, I'm going to show you.
Now, I do actually know Brandon, and, you know, actually it's a great thing that you actually called in. It is because what we're talking about tonight is love is a hell of a drug. We're talking about some of the things people have been through or have seen other people go through the flame that we call love, you dig, that put up with some things that you'd be like, wow, for real? Really? But they did it for love. Now, I've seen you, brother, be in love before and go through some shit before, and you still try to stick around for love. Now, if you can do it without being super disrespectful, you know what I mean? Break it down about, you know, what it is that made you go through those things that you went through. You can tell them if you want to, but the things you went through and you still try to stay there.
Oh, hell yeah. Nah, look, man, being respectful, it ain't even about that, man. Shit, she done moved on with her life before we even had divorce paperwork drawn up, and she had some ugly little African nigga all up in the house talking about, I'm a friend, I came to help move shit. Okay. Well, you have fun with that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, the shit that you put up with Leslie, I was deployed. Young lady, got pregnant by another dude. Went through shit with the family. Her dad, nigga dead now. God bless his soul. Whichever God he believes in, because I ain't got shit for him. look.
Damn.
Love makes you put up with a lot of stuff. We all got that. Love makes you put up with family. Love makes you put up with yourself. Because what we forget about a lot of this stuff is, this man did me wrong. This man did me that way. You did yourself that way. What's that shit that, Khaled, nigga be yelling and shit on TV. He plays himself. The only person that does a person wrong is himself, because they put themselves through that. Now people can do fucked up shit, but you're the only one who did the wrong thing, which was by putting yourself through it. So that's what I mean.
Okay, so then would you say that you did the wrong thing by trying to stay there and work it out with her? Or would you say that that you did the right thing because you did have that love for her and you wanted to make it work?
I felt I did the wrong thing, because guess what? I ended up wasting two people's time. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to say.
But why do you think it's a waste of time instead of a... But why is it a waste of time instead of just being a growing process that you both chose to do?
Is this the one that was in a relationship for 17 years?
Yeah. Yes, that's Miss Unbelievable. Yes, that is me. Yes.
Why do I do it? Okay, because... this is why I felt it was wrong. Obviously, both of us didn't want to do it. And obviously, in your relationship, both of y'all didn't want to do it, because guess what? Y'all ain't doing it now.
No, we're not doing the marriage thing now, but we're doing a hell of a good friendship right now. I just think that, you know, when you're married young, you grow up and you either grow to like each other or you grow not to like each other. And the who we thought we were, in our minds that we would thought we were going to grow up to be, we didn't. So it wasn't a waste of time. We just grew up and didn't like each other. Now being 43, I can say what I like and what I don't like and how to grow from there. But do I see, was it a waste of time? Absolutely not. Because in the time that we did spend together, we actually learned how to conquer relationships, how to go through stuff, how to not go through stuff, how not to argue, how to argue, you know. And then when you get this old, you'd be like, oh, I don't argue. I did all that. You know, I lived a life before. Now, I don't do that. I ain't got time for that. So to me, hey, I'm still cool with family. His family, they call me auntie to this day, because I never disrespected anyone there. I walked out the same way I came in as a woman. A young woman then, and a queen at later. It's how you go in and how you come out.
Right. But actually, I think both of your guys' story are actually like not even close to like being parallel. How you did yours is unbelievable. That's awesome on that. But like how his story is, I'm gonna have to take his side on this one. I don't think he did the right thing. You did, because like he said, at the end of the day, after I seen the shit him go through, I had even told him,
but that's different.
That shit loose. Hold on, but yeah, it is different. It's totally different than her scenario, because like his, like he said, what reason why he's saying he doesn't think he did the right thing, while we both don't think that, like he said, while he was gone, deployed.
That was disrespectful. Yes. That was disrespectful.
Hold on.
I understand. One thing I understand deployment, because I was married to a military man, so I get all that. I understand what he's talking about, because I've seen it. I've seen females cheat on their man's left and right during deployment. I get it.
Right. Okay.
So I understand.
It's not really this is the thing, that this is the greatest thing about being a human. You can choose what you choose. So I choose to say that I wasted my time. You choose to say that your time was well spent. So that's the difference. I mean, did I learn things? Yeah, I learned a lot of things. But guess what? None of them are manly becoming. I learned how to be a bitch and roll over. So, yeah.
Oh, damn.
I was about to ask you,
do you think that'll make you a better man for the next relationship? But fuck it.
No, it did not, because I turned into a coward fucking demon. Shit, you
turned into a coward?
After, a callous demon. after that relationship, it took me
a callous, cold, hard,
you know, distant from people. Oh. It took a lot of that because honestly, for the next 4 years, a female didn't have a name. It was bitch.
Oh,
I didn't give a fuck.
Basically,
he
was hurt.
Her name was bitch.
Yeah, basically, you know, when you afterwards you start bashing, you know what I mean? You'd be hurt.
Oh, oh,
crap.
Sure.
So on and so forth.
Sure. But why would you just said you wasted your time. So why would you put how you wasted your time and then call a female that when it's your fault? Why would you be callous towards a female when you, like you said, it was your fault? Why would you then turn it to a female? It was our fault for what happened when you just said it was you who wasted your time.
Why would I call a female a bitch? This is another good thing about being a human. It's free choice. Because I wanted to look at a female and be like, bitch, get on your knees. Suck my dick. That's what I wanted to do. Like I said, it wasn't.
Well, you know what? And this is coming from a woman. I call motherfuckers bitches on a regular basis, and that goes for men and women, because men act like a bitch, too. They act worse than bitches on their period and when they got fucking cramps. So that word right there has a double meaning. You know, it's bisexual. Anybody can fucking get it.
Yeah.
No, but trust me, when I said it wasn't meant as some bisexual comment. It was meant as demeaning as what the root of the word actually is, which is female dog. So I put myself in that situation, and I ran around with a lot of guys. And when we were younger, we felt exactly like that shit, too. But guess what? We grew
up. Brandon?
Cut out.
Hello? Because what I'm about to say, it ain't no disrespect. Ain't no disrespect, but it must have been some bullshit that he was getting ready to say. That's how come he went out. The palm was allergic to that shit.
Well, he said he hung a dog, so he must have came up with fleas, or whatever.
Well, I think what he was about to say was, he hung out with other guys who felt the same way, and that's how some people get caught up. Like even women, like they get caught up in the same. Like you know, they break up with their man, another girl. You know, they squat up. You know what I mean? But I think he was about to say, but he grew up and grew out of that. You know what I mean? So
I hope so.
That's what he was about to say.
I hope so.
But,
I got a question for you. So I know, you know, back in the wagon wheel burning days and everything when you was a young Thundercat, you know, you had your times when you ran around and it must have been every female could have been a trick, tramp, slut, trollop, thought and everything else. And they was a bag of bitches too. But you grew up and you grew up out of that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, because
what was your turning point? But Kim, what was your turning point for you to grow out of that? Was it from a pain, or was it just because you knew it was time to grow up out of it?
Monster.
Okay, so now from what I heard,
what was your turning point?
What she's saying, my turning point that made me like basically grow up. Honestly, when I had my daughter. Everything different. Yeah, I started seeing everything different.
So
you know
then
I mean?
That saying is true.
What?
That men, you know, men treat women a certain type of way, but when they have a daughter or whatnot, somebody that's close to them, they don't want nobody to treat their daughter like that. So they get to turn the tables. So to show their daughter, you know, what type of man that they need to be with versus what type of man that their daddy used to be.
Real spill. That's part of it. Sometimes too, it's like with me, I went through like basically some real bad relationships. I was at the point where O was, and I don't know if people was understanding that. What he was saying was, after he broke up with her, he was real bitter towards women. You dig? Like me, I was bitter towards women. I was really the one bumping that bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. You dig? Oh no, we not doing all the extra shit, mommy. Nope, y'all ain't no good. Y'all worse than these dudes out here, da-da-da-da-da-da. You dig? Slapped around, had a daughter, looked at that little girl and was like, ooh, no, they all ain't like that. No, this is not no little bitch. This ain't no hoe. This ain't no trick.
This my baby.
Right. So I started looking at things different. You know what I mean? I stopped disrespecting my baby's mom. I stopped doing that other bullshit. Now, don't get it twisted. I always respected my queen, my mother. Never get that twisted. I never disrespected her. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as some other women, I'll fuck with you or your friend, whatever, because y'all ain't shit anyway. Y'all fucking with my homeboys, ain't y'all? But nope. After I had my daughter, nope. Okay. Boop. I don't mess with them women no more. I'm not trying to be with them. Okay. Nope. I don't even need to hang around them no more. I don't even want my daughter to even see women like that at all. I want her to see somebody
but
she can look up to, somebody that's encourageable. But what?
You know what, though? The ones that you don't want her to be like, those are the ones that you need to let her see. Then the ones that you want her to be like, the ones that are productive, that's, you know, going somewhere in life, doing something for themselves, using their hand for more than just a hat rack, if you will. You want her to be around those type of women. So, you know, it's like you need to expose your kids to the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's so they understand versus just having a one-sided view of life. So your child don't be sheltered, so that she don't end up, you know, because I know that your daughter, she's a little bit older, but, you know, not to say that she's going to grow up and be all screwed up or whatever. No, you don't want them to be sheltered. You want them to know this is what it is versus this is what it ain't. This is not what you do. This is what you do. Yeah, they need to see the good and the bad, you know what I'm saying, the sweet and the sour. Yep. At least that's my thought on it. Because I have a son. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying you 100 on that. You 100, and you always have to show both sides of the story. You can't just say, I don't do this because of that. You can show them, look, okay, you see the crackhead? Do you want that to be you? Don't start doing that bullshit. You know what I mean? You can't always just show them, okay, you see such and such is successful, blah, but you got to show them struggles, though. You got to let them know.
Right.
You see him right
there. I always tell the girls that I talk to, I said there's three people. Being a woman, you got to know the streets, you got to know your education, and you got to know the words. You got to know all three of those to be successful, because if you do not know all three of those, you are lost somewhere.
Super lost. Super lost. I got a son, and I told my son that as long as I got breath in my body, I'm going to tell you about these little knothead girls, because I am a female. You know, before I ever became a mom, I was a girl. So therefore, I know I'm going to tell you about some stuff about dudes, too, that I know of. I want my son to know about some of everything so he does not be lost in this world. Even though he's 23, I'm still not done being a mom. There's still stuff that I know that my boy needs to know, especially about these pissy tail ass girls. So,
hey.
Yeah. Huh?
Can't nobody tell you about women better than your mama. Can't nobody tell you more about men better than your daddy. The question is you going to accept it? I remember my mama used to try to school me, and, ooh, I used to fight her, like, ooh, you old, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't nobody even like you like that, ma. Ooh. You know, like, she used to tell me, boy, don't you go out there and get caught up in a trick bag. I used to never know what she was talking about. Boy, don't you come back home talking about you got caught up in some type of trick bag. Get it?
Because you know better.
Right. But you know what? I came home all tricked up and shit. And she said, I told you. Even like the most game I've learned about women, like, let's see, probably I'm trying to think of like how old I was. I was like, because a lot of dudes used to be envious of that. Like when I used to go out and kick it, you know, like dudes squad up, like 8-9 dudes go out and kick it. It'd be like me and like 8-9 girls. Did it? Me and the homegirls, they're just all my homegirls. I ain't touching any one of them. I ain't trying to. They not trying to touch me. We just all cool. But I hear the shit. Oh, that's what y'all do. Oh, that's what y'all like. That's what y'all don't like. Oh, that's the games y'all be playing. You did? So someone would be like, how you be knowing all this, cuz?
Hey, don't worry about it. Bitch, I know somebody that knows something about it. Like, oh, my bad. I didn't mean to call you bitch, ho.
Right.
You got to know the game, because the game never changes.
You know what?
Stop it. It's just different players. Stop playing.
And this man is on the phone right now, Monster, to this day. Will I call you if it's something that I want to know? Will I or will I not call you? Might be some fucked up shit, but yes, I can answer that myself. Yes. Real talk. I will call him like, Masu, I need a chop session. And he'd be like, oh, shit. And then there it go. But, he does talk to me. I have various people that I talk to, but I got to trust you. And I value what Monster would say to me because he is a man. Can't nobody tell you about a man like another man, like he said. That's something that my mom said to us, too. It's like if a man is talking to you and telling you characteristics of another man, you better pay attention because he's telling you because he cares.
Yeah.
And he wants you to know.
Mm-hmm.
So, Monster, I'm going to give it up to you. That is why I talk to you when I do, is because I need to have a male's input on whatever it may be that I'm talking to you about. So my respect, sir.
Right. And you know I'm going to give it to you raw. Even if I tell you you're wrong, it is. I tell you the truth because I love you. You know what I mean? That's why I do it.
Yeah.
I tell you the truth because I love and I want to see you have that greatness, you know what I mean, that I want. The same thing I want. You know what I mean? I hope you don't beat me to it, but I'm just saying I want you to have that greatness as well. So, you know, you can always confide in me to tell you the real. You know what I mean? The real. Because sometimes some people, and like, I don't know, this is actually for tomorrow because I don't know people, if y'all know, if can't nobody hear us but us right now because we're in the archive session. But, like, that goes into, like, one of the things I wanted to talk about tomorrow. Like, sometimes when you confide in people for guidance, or you know, things, they may have another agenda than what you actually think
right.
they do. Some people are listening actually to build ammo to throw back at you. Some people will misguide you. Like there's women that are jealous of other women with a man, or there's men that are jealous of other men with a woman. You know what I mean? So they'll throw little bullshit at you. Like, oh, da 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 da. Why? Because they don't want you to see that happiness that they really want. Some people don't want to see you happy when they ain't got no man or no woman.
Right.
You know what I mean? You
right.
Listen to those type of people. They'll fuck up your relationship.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then another thing was something Miss Unbelievable had sent me a meme today, and it had talked about, you know, basically having somebody there by your side. Do you want to put the meme out there? I mean, I can wait for tomorrow. People can guess on what it actually says. Probably could find it. But I think that one that you had sent about a conversation to be a topic, I think that one is a really, really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember exactly what it was?
Yeah, because I'm sitting here looking like eyes rolling like,
One of them going to say it? Is one of them?
Yeah.
All right, it says, every man needs a good woman in her life, even if she's just his friend, a good woman adds value to a man's life, no matter what capacity she serves as.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it goes the same way for women. It's always, you know what I mean, same thing as the type of man. But yeah, I think that's deep right there. I think that's deep. And I think we kind of touched on that about, you know, about learning something from a male or learning something from a female. So, you know, I think that's going to be a good topic tomorrow night.
I think it learns from what Kim was saying as well. You have to get to know that person before you start saying you love him and you're jumping in and you don't even know if he likes boxes or briefs. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Or boxer briefs. Straight up.
Or any. Right. Or either. You know.
Right.
Because I really know someone, seriously, she falls in love easily. And I'm like, how do you fall in love? What do you know about that person? And I don't know if it runs them away when she says it, or if they, you know, get, but after she's like, oh, I love you. I'm like, how in the world? It take me forever to love somebody like that. It take me forever to fall in love. How are you going to fall in love in 3 weeks? It takes me a long time.
It takes me forever to like a motherfucker.
Okay, well,
yeah, I can tell you what that is. I know what that is. That's that late night. Ooh, ooh, that's what that is. But I'm a man.
Okay. Well.
Oh. Okay.
So
yeah.
I was gonna slap out here, but go ahead. There was something. What else was I gonna slap out there?
This is like a really, I mean, we've had some good shows, but this one right here, I think, is a really, really good show. I really think it is. You know, we're having fun, but we're steady getting the realness that's out there. And that is, that's what's needed.
So there was I know we're probably running in, but on Facebook, there was this conversation going on about when a woman who's married says no, is it spousal rape? I'm just going to put that out there. That was the conversation I was having with, you know, in a group earlier, a post earlier.
Okay, you said if a married woman says no, what?
To her husband,
is it
and
spousal
he takes
rape?
It, is it spousal rape?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because she said no.
Because she said no. It don't matter. I don't care if you married, y'all been together forever. If I say no, that's it. If anything occurred after that point,
you would be surprised at those answers. Ah, that's what I said. You'll be surprised with the answers. I was like,
Jazzy B, where in the hell have you been?
I might have a headache. I might not want to give you none. You get back up. No. That don't mean I'm just playing no, nigga. I said no. Stop. Don't push me. God damn.
Yeah, no means no.
But yes. it really do.
Yeah,
I can say it in German. Yeah.
But they married. I don't Okay. Yeah. That, you know what? That would be a good one to ask somebody. Yeah, we're gonna hit that one again.
That's another one. I'm just saying that was just that was just putting that out there. We were just saying what some good ones could be.
It's gonna be a lot of mixed emotions about that topic because there's a whole lot of people that feel like it's not rape.
Yes, there is.
They had to explain their story to me to convince me.
Yeah. That's going to be a bit controversial.
Wait. You said somebody going to have to explain the story to you to convince you.
Yeah, that's
a different day. It's not. It is.
It is. Because that's just like saying if you say no and somebody going to come take it. You're going to feel like you've been raped even though.
And you know what? There's a different way when someone is saying no than no in like, no, I'm saying no in a playful way to have you say yes. But if I'm saying no in a way that says, nigga, get up off me, no, and you're still doing it, then yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know what? Yeah, we're definitely going to go in on that one tomorrow. And just to put in a little thought in there, like, I'm not going to say, like, because a lot of people don't think, like, the shit happens to men from women. You dig? Say it that way, but I'm just going to say, I'll explain it tomorrow, but it's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody took my little jewels. Somebody took my little good. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but now I remember what I want to talk about the other one, about the in love part. Perfect time to change it up. Tune in tomorrow and you will hear the rest. When she was talking about her friend falls in love so fast, one of the things I'll say this, and then we'll go ahead and wrap it up. I think it partially comes down to titles. Sometimes in today's age, for some reason, women tend to think that somehow they are solidified and they're more of a woman or they're more dignified or more bona fide as a woman if they have a man. It is what it is. It is. So sometimes they think, oh, because I got a man. Oh, this is me, him. This is me. And then they look for, then they go into that real quick love type of thing because of that title. When in reality, to me, I'll be honest. Anytime somebody comes to me for a title, they get mad as hell. Does that mean where that's bullshit. titles to me are bullshit. Honestly, they are.
Right.
Hear me out. If you're my woman, I'm your man. You should automatically know that. You should feel that. You know it because how I act with you. I'm your man because you know I'm not out dating nobody else. Me and you are exclusive. It's a feeling.
Right.
A relationship between them. Not a title. Anybody can say, oh, I'm your man. Yep. But where's your wife? Yeah, title is a title. People stop putting titles on shit and feel it. You shouldn't have to say, are you my man? What kind of bullshit is that? What? I can see y'all getting to a point like you're not sure and you say, are we exclusive? But for you to say, you don't feel that? You know it in yourself. If you gotta ask, that's not your man.
Right.
Y'all might be dating. Right. Y'all might be feeling each other, but that's not your man.
Right.
You understand me? I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I'm just saying.
Can I just say that Miss Etosha?
Yes.
Okay, so on Facebook, are you on Facebook by Etosha?
No. Yes. Mm-hmm. Misunderstanding. Yes. So if you put an Etosha, you should pull me up. And you could go to I have two pages. You could either do Divine or Misunderstanding.
Oh, okay.
I'm on them both.
Well, I got six.
Well, whatever you want.
Okay. I'll be networking. My bad. Okay. So, yeah. Monster, you done opened up. And Mr. Monster over there, I almost hit you with that street name. You done opened up like a whole can of big ass night crawlers. Fuck a worm. You done opened up some night crawlers.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because sometimes someone's actions, you could say that, but someone's actions has to line up with their words, though. And sometimes your words does mean something that you need to know. Even if it's just, you my baby, are we exclusive? That's good enough. You know what I'm saying? But you got to back it up with other stuff, some dates, some, important stuff that she knows without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah, hands down. That's my baby. Out. There's no one else. We moving towards something. But if they don't know because there's no action to it, then you may be leading someone on and they may be like, well, I thought, because sometimes you may have to put it into words so they won't be thinking something that ain't there in their mind. Because, sometimes women be like, woo, and it don't be. So sometimes clarification ain't bad at all.
So sometimes they get that
clarification. It ain't got nothing to do with
a
title. Yeah, it ain't got nothing to do with a title because titles come and they go. But clarification, clears it on up.
This is going to be a good show for tomorrow. I'm in the building tomorrow. Because we're going to be live, y'all. We're going to be live in that motherfucker.
My goodness. Please. Fellas,
put that shit down.
Around here.
Kim is unbelievable.
And it was funny because I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I was expecting y'all to like really, really rip into his ass. He calls in there so many times. He don't call in and got cussed the hell out. I mean, he's trying to do better. Mm. Don't get it twisted. We had the conversation about it, especially on the wet Wednesdays. Like, don't come in with that bullshit. That's why I was like, don't be disrespectful. Stick to the topic. Because, he will get a little rowdy and people get mad as hell.
But if that's who he is and that's what he's trying to do, you got to have true queens to know how to deal with a man like that. And to deal with his opinion.
Okay, but
that's
opinion. True. Yes, that might be his opinion. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it. If you say it disrespectfully, I can say for myself.
Exactly.
It don't matter if it's just me, him, and Monster on the phone. I will chew a motherfucker ass up with no problem because you do not need to be disrespectful. Real talk.
Exactly.
I have done it before. It was a couple, one other person that... Anyhow, I had to let that motherfucker know straight up. I don't know who you think you are, but who you ain't is Miss Electrifying Kim, baby girl. I don't have a college degree, but I got that street college degree. So what you want?
what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Shut that shit
like
the fuck down.
There's a way.
It.
You know what? Right. There's a way, you know, well, words that we could just be like, oh, damn. Because this phone hung up. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, see, that's what we're talking about. That's what we talking
that's
about.
That's why I said it.
How to,
it
how
what
to
he was
it.
About to say must
how
have been bullshit in the phone news. Straight up.
Yeah. How we do it is how you do it. You got to be smooth with it. And then he won't say nothing else stupid. You just be like, I'm just going to hush right now for a second.
Monster knows that we can, if he got some females on the phone 9 times out of 10, it's going to get real live, y'all, in this motherfucker. So, you know what I mean?
Let's put it like this.
Nah.
Let's put it like this. Especially if, you know, I let you become a regular around here, but anybody that pushed that one button best to be monstrous. You dig? Ain't nobody gonna back down for nobody. It's all adult conversation. You dig? It's all in fun and games. As long as you're respectful, people will respect you. You know what I mean? So, yeah, everybody over here is monstrous. So don't call in here talking about them. Excuse me, monster. I would like to say, hang up on your ass. You are not welcome.
Mm-mm. You're putting on war paint because it's about the time. Oh, no, I'm putting on my nose and my motherfucking shoes because I'm about to clown the motherfucker. Speaking of noses, you know, Walgreens got the red noses. Now, I'm going to go get me one. So when it's time for me to clown, I'm going to put that bitch right on my mama.
Okay. Awkward. Okay.
Hey, that's when it's time to climb.
Okay, now I get, you know, I'm a little slow. My shit's got to re-update. My shit's still processing. So we are at the end of the show. So, hey, we'll go ahead and tap it off. So, let's see. Damn, I don't know where to start. With y'all with doing the. Damn, shout out.
You done ummed about a million fucking times. Say again.
I know.
Say again.
Say it again.
Get it out. Get it out.
Say it again.
Say it again.
Pay us. You know how. Hey. You
okay.
Don't mute us.
Okay. Really, Monster?
Don't. You're going to mute us.
Unbelievable, you go first. Oh my god. Oh,
they're
killing me.
Oh,
once again, I want to give my shout out to God, he's number one in my life, my grandkids, Aubrey and Araya, my kids, Gary and Duran, my mom, out to Monsters, out to my new girls on the phone, Kim and
Jazzy B.
He was so quiet.
Jazzy B.
Because she's so quiet, Jesus. And then tomorrow's show is going to be hot. It's going to be just off the chain. You know, don't mute us, Monster. We going to be good, kind of, sort of, just a little bit. Maybe not.
Uh-uh.
But anyway, give a shout out to everyone, you know, that I truly, 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 truly do love. You know, I give that love out. That's it.
Kim,
you know
it's
you.
Yeah, she always hang up on her. Hang up on
her. Kim, I was just, you know, trying to put a disclaimer out there for we won't get muted tomorrow. Dang, you should say yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Man. All right, go, Kim. It's your turn.
Okay, gotta give it up to God first and foremost. Without him, none of this nor us would be possible. Gotta give it up to Mr. E Monster, to Miss Jazzy B, who is quiet over there.
Quiet tonight.
Miss Etosha, aka Miss Unbelievable. Gotta give it up to who is that? Brandon. Whatever. That phone was on bullshit. That's why. Anyhow. So, got to give it up to, you know, my grandma, because I thought about her today. I had a memory for her. She's been gone for a year, and I love her to death. I miss that woman still. I love y'all. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. Smoke and fly. And I'm out. Dead ill.
Smoke and fly. Smoke and fly. Smoke and fly.
Jersey D, my music club, Tennessee. What you got for us, mama?
All right. I'm giving a shout out to my babies, to my mom, to God, to everyone under the sound of my voice. Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to my co-host, E-Monster, Kim, and Miss Unbelievable. Shout out to y'all for a great show tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, E-Monster.
You up?
Okay.
There it is.
Y'all know how I do it now. Now, big shout out to Cuz. God is good.
All the time.
The delay be killing me, y'all. It is what it is. So, right, you know how I do it. Shout out to everybody, you know, that, you know, I appreciate everybody, you know what I mean, that that liked the comments or liked the post for the show tonight. But I got love for you, for everybody that shared them. You dig? So, hey, make sure you like, comment, and share on the links. That's the only thing we ask. Make sure you check us out on our stream 24 hours a day at monsterusradio.com. We got a new type of stream going on right now. It's whole new, innovative for radio. You know, when you usually listen to a stream, you just let the music play. Well, on this one, you like the song, you can replay it. You can fast forward it. You don't like it, skip it to the next song. You dig? This is the only radio network where you can do that. MonsterUSRadio.com. We're testing something new. If you like it, check it out. Let us know how you feel about it. Big shout out to Miss Electrifying Kim, Jungle Love, Lookout. Big shout out to Miss Undeniable, but on Monsters Radio, we call her Miss Unbelievable, because she's unbelievable around here. And then to Jazzy B, my music club, Tennessee. That's my dog right there. That's my little dog right there. So, all right, make sure you hook up with everybody. Do what you do tonight. Get it in. I don't care if you dance butt naked in front of the window in the living room with the shades open. I don't give a damn, but just make love to somebody and don't argue. Get it? I'm just saying, never go
and
to
I
bed
hope
mad.
They catch a crime. Right.
I ain't got no slick music to play on the way up out of here. What's
yes,
that?
You do. Wait. Yes, you do, you monster. Check your email. Huh. I sent both of them to you. Both
okay.
of them in there.
Well, all right. Yeah, I can't get them up right now. It would take like 4 minutes for them to load up. But hey, yeah, we'll get
it's
to them next week.
Like
we'll get
own.
To them next week.
All right.
Yeah, because don't forget y'all. We gotta have I don't know what you ladies want to call it, but I've got my panty dropper song. You dig? So I'm gonna have mine next week. Right. I don't know what song y'all gonna have, but it ain't gonna be sexier than mine. You dig? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Boy, boo, you better go on somewhere with that there.
Yeah.
I threw some heat to your cellular device the other day. I throw that heat right on back. It ain't nothing to it.
He ain't ready for the heat.
No, just when you send me the heat, you got to send it to my Gmail. How are you going to send me a video link? I'm not going to play the video link right now. Come on, man.
Okay, so play it, but you can still you know what? Look, now I see the Secretary of State got to kick in. I'm in the building.
We out of here, y'all.
I love y'all, because we live.
I love y'all,
because
we live.
Live, y'all.